Gentlemen, senior guests, before we start CPA, I'd like to just learn, we should learn the end of the Bir Alochem, Libra Maschel Chayev, which is in Chief Dalet, and he speaks about a certain Maschel that the Yishtu was made out of Meraglei Behemi, and they used to prepare it in the morning, and they used to prepare it to be eaten later by the Sudish Lishes. And he says the different malachis that they are over, Bishas, they prepare this macho. So if one will see in this Bir Alocha by Yais Gimel, Yais Gimel is before the next Bir Alocha, it's around 5 lines before the next Bir Alocha, Bishinoi. So the Yais Gimel says like this, there's a problem. Now, there was this macho that they prepared in the morning for Sudish Lishes, is to take out the bones from the meat, and they threw them away. They took out the bones and they threw them away. So here he doesn't find any heter. If you take out the bone before the Suda, he had some sort of a heter. We'll have later also Mishnah Berurah that it could be considered that not considered Tzeilus Mitoich Eichel. But for later, the Zichah Shaila Abayra. Even the Hu Al-Akaz Man, since he's taking now out the Atzomais and he's going to eat the Bosa by the Zudish Lisha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Imloi Sheyimtoit Kol Etzem Tas Beper Kaidem Sheyizrikeno. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the only aid that he has, he's preparing this macho. He wants to get rid of the bone. So while he's preparing this, he should eat bone that he takes out. He should suck a little bit. He's sucking the bone. There's no meat on the bone. But he's sucking the bone. Kaidem she is rekena. Before he throws it away. But all ain't shame boyer's Allah. Then it's not called boyer because I'm taking out each bone to suck. Perhaps someone could say that etzem sheyesh by moyach nefshach kimin echodim aboso blame by mishum breyer. Maybe someone will want to say, since the bone, inside the bone is marrow, so we can consider the bone and the meat one meat. And by one meat, we had a thought from the Truma Sadeshev that there's no din b'reizah by one meat. Avoloim is tavla. He says, even though there is marrow in the bone, Talayodzev mi boso tlijem vushel da kasav nolal Dmitri Shneiminim. That even the same type of meat, if one is cooked and one is roasted, so the different processes which were used to prepare each piece of meat, even though they're the same meat, makes it for two minim, so the marrow of a bone and meat, this is a din of two minim. I think we mentioned yesterday the Chazanish vehemently disagreed with this fact. He holds that sucking the bone, since the motive of this sucking is only to clear the machel from all the bones, so he holds this will not take away the Easter of Bayram. Al kafonim yevi amachlekes the Mishnebura and the Chazanish. Sif hey, hafayel to musim mitoich seiles shalohen hayik. Now, to musim is a type of a bean. Well, the Shulchan tells you really doesn't know exactly what it is, So we are fishing the same boat with them. We also don't know exactly what it is, but it's a type of a bean, a type of a legume. And this bean was unique in that it was very, very bitter. It was tamas unedible. And they used to cook it with the psoilet, that means with the pots. And by cooking, they used to cook it seven times, make it edible. And the pot was much sweeter than the legume. After you cooked it, so the legume started becoming more roi lachila. But now we're talking about before he started cooking it. He didn't cook anything yet. He has the tumis with the pots. So in reality, the macho eventually is the tumis, and the pot is the psoilus. That is in reality, after all the tikkunim will be, it will not be like that. I mean, the tumis is eaten and the pot is thrown away. But before any tikkun was done, before they cooked the tumis with the pot, so then the pot has a din of an oichel because it sweetened the tumis, and the tumis is a din of psoilet. So now, a person is buried the tumis, which is lamaise, the food, mitaych tayle shalahem chayev, he chayev of the boiza. Mivnei shahapsayle shalahem mantekes oisof, because the psoilus weakens the tumis, when they will cook it, now it's in Shabbos, no one cooks anything yet. But when they will cook it, so the hamtoke, the sweetness will come out through the bishul of the tumis with the psoilus. So now, before the cooking process, and let us see the Mishnebura, then we'll explain a little bit. Mantekes oisam, so that is one reason that we should consider that the psoilus is more oichel than the tumis, because it sweetens the tumis when they cook it. Let's forget about this chesbeth. Atumis marmoid, Now, before the cooking, looking at both of them in the raw stage, the tomat is very bitter. V'choshen kibtoilet. Amtsoilet eine mal kolkach. It is not as bitter. Okay, choshim atumas kibtoilet mitoich oichu. But we have to understand the chiddush over here. What is the case? So I saw the Mishnah Halachas he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He's saying the chiddush. This person took the tumas and he ate it. He ate it on Shabbos. Akasha b'maisa. Why he ate it? It's bitter. But he took it and he ate it. And the Mechaber says, is chayim als boira psoilas mitoich oichu. That's what the Mechaber says. Since in reality, in comparing these two, the tumas with the psoilas, so the psoilas is more loy lachile than the tumas. So the whole Heter of derech achila, that means as follows. The essence, there is a malocha of boira, and the malocha of boira is separating two minim. That is the malocha of boira. So if I take the psoila from the oichu, I'm separating these two minim. I take the oichu from the psoila to la'achas man, I'm separating the two minim. Everything is just a boira. There's one heter derech achila, but if I'm eating it now, I take now the yoichu, and I eat the yoichu, that is not called meleches boira of separating, it's called mais achila. So if I take something that's called that, so the shame mais achila shaboi, that is mafia de boira. It's not called I'm separating, it's called I'm eating. Dr. Mechaber, when is it considered eating if it's roi lachila? But if you are eating something which is not roi lachila, so that doesn't make it a maisa achila. So it's called a maisa breire, and you are chayim. That is the chiddush of the Mechaber. So in this tarugas, not only it sweetens it, but it tastes better than the. So if you do the other way around, now, even though eventually the oichu will become the tumis and the. And the psalas wouldn't be the psalas, but Pashahu Shav, the psalas says that in Oichel, if he wants to eat it, and the Tumas says in psalas, even though he wants to eat the psalas. That is the Chiddush of the Mechaber. No. To be eaten also. To be eaten. Is it to be eaten? The psalas mean to eat Oichel. Could be eaten. It's not as bitter as this. It could be. I'm still saying mal kolka. Basically, it could be. It's called psalus me toich eichel. This is called the mile that it possesses now. It's how it's mantic and how it's not as bitter. Gives it a shame eichel and it's considered psalus me toich eichel. Ein loyalin malilois. Ella loyalo, one is not permitted to be loyalo malilois. Ella loyalo bishinoi. And let us read it perhaps the way it is what the kabon is. Bishinoi beroshay asboi. So, one shinoi is that the malila is beroshay asboi. So, and the second shina is ma'at. And he's being malo, that means malila, we will see, he is separating the kernel of wheat from the husk, and they are attached together. The kernel is enveloped, encompassed by the husk, and he wants to take out the kernel from the husk, and this is done through Melila, which is a process of taking out the kernel from the husk. So we're saying this is only permissible with these two shinuyim. Now, let us, before we see the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, the shinuy is the roshei etzboisa. That means he's squeezing it together, the kernels with the husk, the roshei etzboisa. And what does he accomplish with this? That the kernel falls out. By squeezing, but this is not the normal way. The normal oifen of Meliwe, the Shulchan Arav says, you are mishavshev shibolim bekatres yodo. You take the kernels that in the husk, and you rub together your hand, and you apply pressure, and this somehow this breaks the husk, and the kernels fall out. That is a normal oifen of Melila. And here the Mechaber saying in Shabbos, don't do this. You should do this process with Roshi Espresso with his fingers, which is not as convenient, not as sufficient as the normal Melila that one does Bekapesh Yodok. So one shinui, it says he should make, it should be Roshi Etzboisho. And number two, he should not do a lot. He should only do a small amount. And this is permissible in Shabbos. And as we will learn this Siman, we are not speaking about Meleches Boiler. We're speaking about Meleches Disha, Meleches Dosh, which is one of the malachas of Mefarek, that he's taking out the oichel that is enveloped in the stylus, and he's taking it out. This is malachas disha. So it is telling us that this oifen of disha is only permissible if he does it with a shinei baroshi as boizov, and it is bad. And then it's permissible. Lahuki, you should not do the normal life of Melila, which is your bishavshev shibol and bekapit yoko. That's the normal life of Melila, and this one should not do it. Zotterimo, ba'af alpi, Shemafarek ha'oichol mitoich ha'shipov. Dr. Amor above, fine. He's making the shini, but the accomplishment of the melacha, he's doing it. With the Rashi, it's basically doing it. Hoyo ve'enoi mefarek rak kela'achar yad kidei lechel. Show it. Now, before we go further, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ein Moilalin, Melila Hu Shem Moilu Hashibolim, De Lefarek Hadogon Miteicha. He's Moilu, he's rubbing the Shibolim in order to take out the Dogon, the kernels, from the earth. But also, and this is also, Miglei Shenire Kiddosh. Now we have here an interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that means the Parshat Melila is also not a real Disha. The Parshat Melila is Nire Kiddosh, and therefore they said we have to make a shinui. So let us try a little to understand this. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav says the normal Melila, Sha'af Hamoilo Kedarkais, Eini Ella Mefarik Kilaachayat. A person who's Moilo Kedarkais, he's Mefarik Kilaachayat, even Sha'enai Noitu Horichu Umefarkov Biyotai Mamish. Ella Shemoilo Hashiboilas Vahadogo Noido. That means, so now the Shulchan Aruch Harav says when the person rubs these kernels between his two hands, it's also not Derech Dishiv. Why? Even she'enai loito ha'oicho u'mefaken b'yodai mamish. He does not take out the oicho from the husk which enveloped oicho. Ela she'moilu ha'shiboylet b'dogon loicho. That means by rubbing it, the dogon falls out by itself. That is not the normal way you make dishim on a kernel. Ela b'kli amiyuchet l'dishim. So it would seem that in order to be a dishim d'oraita, you would have to take out it, I'm squeezing the or rubbing the husk in the full mouth. That is not Derech Disha. Derech Disha is that somehow I take out directly the oicho from the stylus. That is called Derech Disha. So therefore here, so now we'll understand a little bit. So, Melila, a real Melila, which would be by rubbing his two hands together, the kernels are in between, is also Nire Kedosh. And that's not Disha, Nire Kedosh. Again, because it seems the kernel falls out, that's not Melech Disha. So, you do a Pa'ula that you take out the kernel from the husk. The Mamela, so the normal Melila is also Midarafona. So now I made another Shinui. I'm not doing it the way this Tarafona, the Kedisha does. I do it with Rashi and Baisho, so therefore it's Mutalakat. Vishine Meyat. So that's now we know tight. Ein moilulin melilu shemelush shemelush shibolin. That means he rubs his two hands together, which is a nirekedosh, and that is also midarabonim because nirekedosh. But if he makes bishinoi ma'at, now bishinoi ma'at, it's not a shinoi ma'at. It's two different things. Bigmore ishishon. Umaylo Baroshe at Boysop. He's Maylo Baroshe at Boysop with the Uashinri. Sha'enai Maylo Biyoda. He doesn't do it with his hands. He does Baroshe at Boysop. Umaze Koma Ma'at. Hainu Shulayimlo Baham Rak Ma'at. That he is not permitted to do a lot. He's only permitted to do a little. Buhuadin bishalbitin shel kidneys. Here we're talking about kernels of wheat from the husks which surround it. Now he says, let's talk about another case. Shalbitin shel kidneys, he had certain pods. And inside the pods, there were kidneys. So if a person wants to take out these kidneys on Shabbat, so we have the same guideline. She'ein lo hoitzi mehem ha-kidneys. Rakmiyat, number one, is only permitted to be a small amount by Yidei Shinui. That is the way one would be permitted to take out the kidneys from their parts. Fine. Now, the Torah here, so now the Magen Avraham asks the Kasha, the whole Ha'olam Noyegim Heter, the Olam is Noyeg Heter. That means they don't do this. They are Milo the Shalvitin, number one, without a Shinui. Number two, it's not Ma'at. So he had Israel, the Tzicha Ostamida Bonon. And somehow the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that things, if they take out, we had mentioned before the Shulchan Aruch Harav said that Melil alone is only Ostamida Rabbonon because it falls out through the mice of Shivshuf, the kernels fall out, and also is a mafarik lachayat. But he says by the Shalbitim, they take out the kidneys. Somehow, they take out this process, they take out the kidneys, which is a veraita. So the Magen Avraham asks, on the Minikoilo, we have a lot of the dinner, but Malil is only permitted with a shini galashi at Baisa, and the Olam does it with either without the shini, they do it with two hands, it's akapona also with the rafona, or maybe they even take it out from the path, which the Shulchan Aruch says, and then it's also with the kai. The Torah loyma, even sha'oidom lachen, these shall beaten. The path is still fresh, but a shalbit oichon oichos. That means they eat the shalbit also. The path is also edible. So you have all the halakim of these kidneys inside the path, inside the kidney, are edible. Lo yavi mefarik. So it's not called mefarik. So then, we're not speaking about Boyer yet, we're speaking about the Israel Disha. The Israel Disha is to be mighty an Oicho that's encompassed with Psalmist. But this is not Psalmist. This is another lot. And the Mela, so it's not the Disha, Shalom al Yisrael. So now, but the Mishnah says further, Avo Yevation. But let's get this clear. That is, Dafke, if the part are locked in the Necho, so Mamele, so that is called, it's not called Mefarek, it's not called Isha, because it's Oichel Me Oichel, not Oichel Me Psoilus. Avo Yevation, but if the part already is dry, Oy shar mine kidneys, the other types of kidneys, she'ena shabitim ruyim lachila. It's going oilim shalomo, that means this is a type of a bean that says that the pod was not loy lachila. Behena shumshimin, big week also. Also, lakuliyam, here, listen, there's no hatha for this. The leashinui. Even though he has an intent to eat it right away, there's no other shaylus involved. If he wouldn't want to eat it now, to be shaylus boiler. But al kaponim, he has to do with a shinui, even though he has an intent to eat it right away, because now he has a shaylus dishin. So the disha can only be accomplished if we have the shinui of Malima Baroshiat Poiso Umad. So that was the first day in Shulchanoch, but Al Koponim, this is Mutter, Rashi is Ba'is of, even though through the Rashi is Ba'is of, the kernel falls out, and there is Vinish V'Adisha, but since this is a real Shalai Kedagach, the normal Malilis also Nira Kedosh, and this was a Shini from that, so then we're matter to make this Disha. That is the Shittus HaMachava. V'yesh Machmir. Now all of a sudden he says, I got news for you. There are others that are Machmir that say that there is no heter whatsoever to make this Disha with this Shini. It's also period. Now let us see this. The Svira Lohu, they hold, this is a Gemara. I mean, this is a Gemara that says, Vailo Vishini Miata Roshi is Vaisav is a Gemara. So what to the Yesh Mahmir? What do they want to do with the Gemara? The Svira Lohu, the Daskel, the Rakech, Ashibolin Mutter Al Yedei Shikri. That's what the Gemara was matter to do in Shabbos, was you just were permitted to soften the outer husk. But it should not come to a mafazik. That means after you softened it, perhaps it will be easier later, not Shabbos, to get out the kernels from the husk. But to get them out in Shabbos is also. They're not allowed to do this pu'ule of Malila Baroshi and voice of if you're going to take out the kernel. Avol lefarik ha-dogon mitoich ha-shibolim, but to be mefarik the dogon from the shibolim from the ox, av ayidei shinei also, that means as long as in the end result I accomplished that the kernel came out from the husk that was encompassing it, so I did it with a shini, is I'll do it. It's also me the bon and the kiddush. We'll talk about this, so we're going to elaborate. So Avo shenis farek adogon minash tibolim meherev Shabbos. But he says, what is? That means we had over here that the dogon was attached to the husk, and this process of melila accomplished two things. It became unattached, and also it slipped out. So that was mamish the malacha of Disha. Avol kenisparek hadogon min hashibolim me erev Shabbos. But what is erev Shabbos? He made that the kernels are not attached anymore to the husks. Muta lekalfei lekul of alma. So now in Shabbos, I'm allowed to take off these husks from the kernels. Ainza bechlam mefarik klal. This is not considered mefarik. Ba'afilu likleif arbe muta kedisa b'gmara. Becholzik shidata ilecha la'alta. Now, he has to want to eat it now because he won't eat it now to be a bird of the Kishayla. But Al Koponim, there is no dish of the Kishayla because Erev Shabbos, they already separated the kernels from the husk. Right. So Al Koponim, L'Rachesh Tapuah Kosher. Now, if a person has a hard apple and he wants to soften it up by rubbing it together, actually, the mutter, after the belishing, this l'chayre b'chlal is no comparison to a Dostiki Shaili. He's just doing perhaps the same process of softening it up, but you don't end up with any sort of a Zisha. Hefshe the Mutter, so Aful Belishin, this is Mutter. Okay, now we're going to go further. We still are far from having the clarity in the halacha, but eventually we're going to understand this much better. Okay, now, so the Gemara continues. We have here 2 days of Melila is Mutter. If Melila is Mutter, if through the process of Melila, the Oichel will come out from the husk. First day holds with the Shini, because it's place of its mother. The second day holds that it's tough. Right. Milwaukee. But now we said that the second day holds that it's also. Also, Lefare, or a Goizem Luziv, or a Goizem Gedoilim, Mitoich, Kliposon, Ayeloike. Now, all of a sudden, the Rabbah speaks about these are certain types of nuts that have over the hard shell on the tree, it grows a green klipa. Walnut, okay. So walnut, before that have a green klipa, it falls off with some eventually. So he says, therefore, you're not allowed to take off this klipa you like here from the nut. Now, this is only the Elohecha, this is totally in the Tula Shaina. According to the first Lashon, if I would take this wall and I would take off the Klipa Yerikas, with Rosh Yat Boiso, eventually the Eichel will come out, that would be Mut according to the first Lashon. According to the second Lashon, it's also. So Mamele says, so according to second Lashon, you're not allowed to take it out from the klipa you like it. The time Achmel. So one should be Machmel like the second Lashon. Ma'acha the yochel lo ochlo in kach v'loi piruk, you could avoid this piruk. We'll see the Mishabura how one does this. So Mamele, one should be Machmel and not make a Malila from the klipa, I like it. Everything, the Bible is very unclear. So, but let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'lochein also, haynu, afilu al yidei shinui. The b'lishinui l'kuli almos, afilu with a shinui, you'll make this type of melila on the klipa, I like it, on the green, the covering is also kliposo ayelikin. The zadomi kmitay hashibolim. This is similar to mitay hashibol. Avo, fine. So we said, don't make a melila from this kliko yelikin. Avo lekule alme muta leshaber a klipa koshe. That means, if you don't have a klipa yeroike, you only have a hard shell, that's no problem. You're allowed to break the hard shell. Velikoi gam a klipa atato sha'al ha'egeis kuko. That means, after you broke the hard shell, could be there's a small covering on the walnut, you're allowed to take that off also. The whole problem is this green cleaver. Outside of the hard shell. This is the outside of the hard shell. This is when it's still out of the tree. The sun was the creepy like. So now we have to know what's happening over here. So they bring down an eggly cow. The eggly cow explains Malachas Disha was as follows. Let's talk about, we started off Maleches Dishe by Achita. By Achita, they used to That means, let's talk about chitin for a minute. When they used to harvest the chitin, they did not store the chitin in the husk. The chitin was stored after the husks were removed, and then they used to store the chitin. And others say it could be the husks were not, it wasn't a pe'eles. That means you needed the husks while it was growing. The acha gemari shall apeiri ein shum te'eles baklipahu, the other rapid tonic last year. You have to take off the husk. We're talking about chitim now. In tishal olo, you have to take it off, the te'eles of the kernel. So this chitim was necessary, this husk was necessary while it was growing, but after it finished growing, the husk has to be taken off. And then it was stored. So this was considered Gemar Meloches. That means this was the Gemar Meloches of the Legabi Chiyuvei Maitres. After the dish is called the Gemar Meloches, that means the vial is not ready to be stored. They took off the husks and they stored it. That is Meloches dish. Now, something which has a klipah, and the klipa is first removed, b'shat achila, that means you don't, let's talk about these walnuts. These walnuts, this klipa yeroike, if they wanted to store the walnut, they took off the klipa yeroike. This was taken off. That's what we see in the stores, walnuts. We don't see the klipa yeroike. This klipa yeroike is taken off when the nuts are stored. The other klipa is remained on the fruit, and you take it off when you want to eat it. That is not Meloches Dishe. Meloches Dishe is the process of removing the kernel from the husk, from the klipa, in order to store it, not to eat it. This is the process that is done before you store it. So that's called Meloches Dishe. Something that is taken off Mishas Achila, that is not called Dishe whatsoever. Therefore, that's what the Machaber is saying. The green klipa, you're not allowed to be machadik, because that's taken off when they store the walnut. They take off this green klipa. The zinc klipa is faculted to be able to store it, is taken off. But the other klipa, that means the hard shell of the walnut, or if there's another shell inside, this is taken off bishat achilas, and this does not have any shaykes with Meloches Dishe, and this is mutter. This is permissible. Dishe means the process that is done to separate the oichel from the psoilus, from its cover that's encompassed with, before you store it. This is the process that was done before you store it, that it should be stored properly. This is a navaloha. That's right. But this doing a similar pool is not a similar pool. That means the klipa that is left on and is taken off, mishat achila, that does never shame disha. Now, it is very interesting, this. A very interesting machlekes about peanuts. Let's talk about peanuts. Before our sophisticated times, peanuts was never a shiver, because peanuts, you see, the kelp, you don't take off the shell. You take off the shell, the peanuts will spoil. So the kelp, the shell is left on. Now the vacuum pack, so that's peanuts. Yes, but Al Capone, the shell was normally left on, and you wanted a peanut in chocolate, you break the shell, take out some peanuts. This is another shell. This is not t-shirt. This is not t-shirt. This is like, even though you say, listen, it's not better, because like a banana, that's the derech achilos. That is normal. The shaila became this manenu that now it could be, if the Mephesis, loins of the peanuts are shelled before, and then they're stored. After they're shelled already, you buy them, the vacuum pack, everything. So it could be that what is done by the companies, that is a process of tisha. They make a process of tisha, because they're taking off the shells in order to store it. It should be mukhal. It should be, this is a gemar malach of the peanuts. So then it could be there's be a tisha also besides other. So that is right. The company did it on Shabbos. There would be need some t-shirt. But others say that it's irrelevant what the company does. Because really, the others say, suddenly the Shulchan says, and the peanuts, really, if you take off the shell, the peanut will spoil. The shell needs the peanut back. Not vacuum pack, but they salt or whatever. They do coolers that we live without. But they're really doing not what a farmer does, not what we should be doing, but we're too lazy to do it. So they do it for us. But this is not Balechas Disha. Balechas Disha is the fuller that a farmer does in order to store the food. This is the oifen hour, the store. This is called the Gmar Malacha. Agav Uche, we won't go into the prophet, but there is a Malacha Disha of separating. Let's talk about grapes. To separate, even though the grapes are not enveloped by the, what they're attached to, but there is a Malacha of Disha. Now, so they think about, if a person wants to make wine, so then the grapes are separated. Must be before you make the wine. This is not. So this is Malachas Disha. Not from the skin, from
the vine,
or not the what it's on. Well, the stem is attached to the whole thing. Is called whatever it's called. The Eshka, whatever it's called, this whole thing, that all the grapes are attached. So if one wants to make wine, so then there is such a malacha of disha of taking it off and separate, and that would be the malacha of disha. But if one wants to eat grapes, so mamela, that's the hachilata, there's no isha of disha. Al-Kapana, but there it depends what is intended. Now let us go a little further. Now, lose them or boss them, Shanishtablu, Vadaim, ain't bigly possum. They were broken already, so but they're still in the clipper. So now we don't have a dish in the Kishayla, or the cloud is not dish in the Kishayla, because we're speaking about the clipper, not the green clipper, we're speaking about the other clipper. The klipah akosher, and that klipah is not a disha de kishayla. But now we have in Shabbos, I have in front of me a plate full of nuts and shells. And now I have to, I want to eat the, you know, the shells are problematic. So Marshall, me do it, a prima gordon, the Simmons there. She yes, we thought, so now we have a new problem over here. There's no, with these shells, the hard shells, there's no problem of these, but there's a problem of Pfizer. So the prima gordon says, she yes, we thought, Lindra, or Echel, we take a clean place for my laptop because this is a very big shame. But feel the that I let me out of the wasty right away. So we shun by them. That's a prima goddess. Avo, the come of the cement tacute, heavy among an abroad, the shame a young so slime. The double says, shakeless. A creeper may have. You separate the creeper from them. The chlau tikuna oichboru loishayich breza gozer. The tzachayich breza. Now we had learned this Yom Shishlam yesterday in the Bir Aloch, and I'd like to explain it a little better. There's a music in Chiddush of the Yom Shishlam. The Yom Shishlam says, the whole concept of breza is only if the psoilis is a not a chelik of the oichu. That means I have an oichu, I have psoilis, I have pebbles, I have other things, and I want to separate the pebbles from the oichu, and so that's called oichu. The shells of a nut, since they grow together, the Yom Shishlam says, Amoyla de Kichidish, that babies, since they are an intrinsic part of the Eichel, they grow together, it doesn't have, it's a bottle to the Eichel. This is the shame of the Eichel, it's a bottle to the Eichel, and there's no shame, shameless on it. And the Yom Shishlam is maple. Well, also, Mr. Moore was saying on the Yom Shishlam to take out the bones from the fish before the Achila. And this is the Yom Shishlam. Others are very machma, not like this Mr. Moore. When Mr. Moore wants to be saying on the Yom Shishlam, if you have something which is an intrinsic chalik of the machel, it becomes puzzle to the machel, and it doesn't have a shame, psoilus, and there's no issue to be shot, achila to be part of the psoilus. This is the shita of the Yom Shishlam. And it seems that Mr. Bull wants to be Mako. I will come up with him in touch. You, David, was the officer of Yom Shishlam. The devil says, Shekai with a creeper mayhem. That means it's attached, it's Mahuba. The Klausi Kuni Oichu is not going to take on the psalus from the hook. That's how I, that a ticket of the Oichu, the Shach Breza Bese. Bam Sheik Shaw, or Mogdam, or Kwaishra Bese, the Lay Rabbit. We have the Gotham show the king and Shadate Lechum the Yad Shari. So therefore, the Mr. Moore wants to say, and maybe the Kekula, that if a person has in front of him mixed up the shells and the peanuts or the walnuts, whatever it is, to the Mr. Moore holds, if he's up to eating it now, he's allowed to take himself, the shells off the separate the shells from the Eichon. It's not called Boyer. Prima Gotham is Machma. And others bring down the many others which are also Machma. But come on, we have the Mishpulas Mapes. It's preferable to do like the dream of God. The person does like the mission of rule. That's what I'm saying.